Did you have a name for, what do you call a male hog?
Boar.
A boar? Did they ever get those big things on them? What do you call those white things stick out?
Oh, the tushes?
Yeah.
Yeah, my lord, I've seen them stick out there through the lip inch.
Really?
They're old then.
Mm-hmm. Would they bite you and stuff?
Some of them would.
Is there some name for a male hog that's been fixed? You know,
Yeah. It's a baw.
A baw. On a hog's back, what do you call those things that stick up, you know, when it gets mad or something, or scared?
Well, the bristle, the forms of Magnus and the hair riser. The bristle in his back there, like the magnet, is a hair riser. Snorting like a Jersey bull and he threw up some on the wind.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever have any of those hogs around that would like escape from the farm and grow up in the wild?
Well, I know what you're talking about. I've heard them talking about a saving a hog that was run away from home and got interbred with some kind of stuff. I forgot the original name of it.
It was like wild hogs?
Wild hogs. They call them wild hogs, yeah. But I've heard it discussed and said what they got mixed with. They call them wild hogs.
Okay. What would you call it? If you did something to a cow or a hog that you didn't want to get to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to them?
Castrate them.
Mm-hmm. You do the same thing? Would you call it the same thing to a bull?
Yeah.
As a
sir. Mm-hmm. Castrate them. Make a skin out of them. Mm-hmm. I make a bar out of them. I call them a bar.
Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of those on the farm?
Man, I castrate them as high as 25 or 30 and lots of moments to get up
safe. So
I do the knife using.
Mm-hmm.
Man, God.
I don't think they put up with that too much, do they?
Well, little fellas, short, 50 pounds, 40 pounds. About two of them get a hold of them and turn their feet to them and then take my sharp knife and rip at the sack of meat. They were being that. There's a gland, you know. Mm-hmm. Peel that in the line back and take a coat.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Had a medicine throw up in there. I done it for many years, my daddy.
Uh-huh.
You'd be with us, my brother. Al, you good with a knife. Let's go.
Al was knife, huh?
Al was knife. And when I came to cut 25, 30, tell him to give out today, let's quit and take a rest and do something.
What is it, what is the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? What would you say the calf is doing, you know, when it's looking for its mother? Be out there making that noise. What is that noise called?
Blazing?
Mm-hmm.
Lowing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either one, blazing or lowing, either one will describe to what the calf is lonesome and is hungry and then take it away and put the calf on one side of the fence, back up in, and be a man of a mama.
Man for mama.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. It's one, my wife, not quite.